Be an on button somewhere.
It's time for a cup of tech gumbo.
That sounds good. I'll have that.
Haggai Davis talks technology news using language even Brian can understand.
You just don't get it.
I don't have your head for science, so I'm not going to be able to help much.
For a full serving, check out Tech Gumbo, presented by Cardinal Capital and General Informatics, Saturday and Sunday at 4.
We got 30 years worth of files right here in this computer that are going to bring you down.
A cup of Tech Gumbo on Talk 107.3.
I'm sorry, wrong password.
Time to dive in for a cup of Tech Gumbo. Time to welcome in Haggai Davis. What's up, man?
Oh, just living the dream, Brian.
So first of all, before getting anything, thank you for filling in last week.
Oh, it was really great. I hope the listeners enjoyed 3 hours of artificial intelligence.
That's what I wanted to say.
As much as I did.
No matter how hard they tried, it just kept coming back to that every single segment.
It wasn't intended to be that way. It just wound up, kept going, and the whole machine language and large language models.
Name for me the field that isn't being affected right now or in the near future by artificial intelligence.
When Linda Lightfoot asked Coach Kelly about how the football team uses AI at the Rotary Club.
Yes.
I mean, I went up to her and I said, I was proud of you for asking the question.
Okay. After the Rotary Club on Wednesday, I had an event. I was emceeing a volunteer appreciation event for VIPS. So I guess it's a volunteer appreciation event because V is for volunteer. Volunteers in Public Schools is what VIPS stands for. So I was emceeing their event, and Linda Lightfoot was there. She's a great VIPS supporter.
Love Linda.
And as soon as I saw her walk in, I lit up because I'm like, oh, I get the chance to thank her for that question.
Absolutely.
In what ways are you using AI with football? And the short answer was, we're trying to make the intangibles more tangible.
Yes. We're looking for, you know, anybody can watch film and see how good a football player is and whatever. But when you're looking at all the other things and do they fit into our culture?
Right.
And that was the immediate answer. I mean, there's a million other things that they're doing, like all the data they're collecting in practice with the athletes and, you know, with the straps on their chest so they know where each player is at every given moment, how fast they're running, how far they're running, what their body temperature is, what their heartbeats are, all of those things, and they're compiling all of this data.
But it, with Kelly, though, it goes so much deeper than that, the way to, like, you know.
Oh, yeah.
You could see how many times somebody could throw up 225 on the bench. You can know their 40 time. But are they showing up for all their workouts on time?
Right.
Are they at their workouts the whole way through? Is there effort level?
Are they putting things on social media they shouldn't be?
Ooh! Are they eating their vegetables?
You know, those.
Hey, they have that nutrition center. All these things
sure
are trackable.
They absolutely are.
Yeah. It was a great question with a great answer. Yes.
So to answer your question, I do hope the listeners did learn something, did have some fun with it. I know we had fun with Alondra. You know, the first, she got to play with AI for the first time, and it was cool just watching her face light up as to, like, oh wow, you can do that. Oh, you know, and so yeah, it was a lot of fun.
The thing about AI right now, and there's a little bit of irony here, is that it's subject to the amount of data it has available to it. For AI to get better, we have to feed the beast.
The phrase garbage in, garbage out?
Correct.
Is very, very much appropriate.
Well,
so if you're not allowing the artificial intelligence to grab good data, if it's just grabbing all data and it's got to figure out what's good and what's bad, you don't put in the parameters of what you want it to look for, then you're just grabbing, you just Google at that point. You're just grabbing everything.
Right. But we as a public, if we want it to serve us best, we do have to feed the beast. We have to give it more data, more information. Think about facial recognition and anybody who isn't white from Silicon Valley. Like, it needs more in order for it to learn. Now, the problem there is the more it learns, where's that balance before, and I hate to go all sci-fi conspiracy, but where's that balance before it takes over?
That's the $64 million question, as the case may be.
And as it turns out, in 2023, after so many years of a great press conference rant, in 2023, AI needs practice.
Yes, it does.
Such a dad joke. I love that joke. I've been sitting on that one since Tuesday. Let's talk about Elon Musk.
Oh, please.
We have three stories about Elon Musk this week, one of which is awesome. The other two, all right, look, I'm a bigger Elon Musk fan than you are. That's an understatement.
No, I am a fan of Elon Musk. I just don't like what he's doing to Twitter. I think what he's done with Tesla, what he's done with SpaceX has been amazing.
Why is Tesla called Tesla and not X car?
That's a great question. Because as much as he loves the letter X and everything is X in his world, but the first car he put out was a Model X.
Mm, okay. All right. I would think you would want to broaden that. If X is going to be his brand, if he wants to be X-Man, well, that's probably trademarked. But if that were the... He changed the branding on Twitter to X, which I think is stupid. It takes so much to build a brand. So much to build a brand. And to rebrand in a social media world where I don't Facebook somebody. I message them. But I do tweet. I don't Instagram anything, but I do post. Snaps are snaps, so they have that. TikToks are posts as well. But tweets, you have, when you tweet, that is a verb. When you're a verb, you don't lose that branding.
Think about it in these terms. He spent $44 billion, not all of it his money, to buy a social media platform that he didn't like the way it was. He didn't like 80% of the people who worked there, so he fired them. He doesn't like the code, so he's been trashing it since before he actually bought it. And he didn't like the name, and he doesn't like the logo. Mm-hmm. So there is almost nothing about Twitter that he liked, but he spent $44 billion to buy it.
To be fair, he tried not to and was forced back into it. That does need to be a part of the conversation.
Yes, because he made the mistake of signing... The intent to buy it without looking or doing any due diligence.
No, I understand that, but during that period, he said, you know what, y'all don't want this, I don't want this, I want out, and everybody else said, no, you have to stand by a signed document.
Because he had Sheldon from Big Bang Theory write the contract for him.
Well, that's also true.
The idea, though, that he couldn't just go out and spend $10 billion and build a platform from scratch the way he wanted it, instead of tearing Twitter down to nothing.
Well, but, okay, so, and this is another part of it, is this plays into it. Twitter has become a, to use a Bill Clinton term, a political hot potato.
Yes.
Because of their limiting of what, you know, their what's the term?
Microblogging.
Well, not that term. When you're...
Censorship.
Not there. There was another term being used for it on Twitter, but shadow ban.
Okay.
Okay. So because of all that, and Donald Trump saying, you know, people aren't seeing my Twitter, like, because of all that, Twitter became the hotspot, which made, like, a moth to the flame, made Elon Musk zero in on there to say, I can right a wrong. And there was a wrong to be righted at that point. So, but you're right. If he had started from scratch, built his own thing for cheaper, likely, we'd be talking about a completely different topic today.
Except for, it's hard to build something from scratch. Just look at Truth Social, or look at Blue Sky, or Mastodon, or any of those others that have trying to be a Twitter without being able to be a Twitter.
We got a break gumbo rolling right along. We got Haggai Davis in the house. There's so many headlines about Twitter right now. We're hard-pressed not to talk about Twitter. The rebranding, Haggai, I think, is the biggest one, and also the dumbest one. Marketing-wise, I don't understand the need for it. I don't understand the projected ROI of it. You're not going to get anything out of it. And, oh, by the way, you get Twitter on your phone?
Yes.
Open it real quick, because I still got that dumb little bird.
I do, too, on my
phone.
I love
the little bird. I don't want him to go away, but he's...
On the iPhone, it's still there.
On the laptop.
It's gone.
Yeah, same.
Even across the favorites bar at the top, the icon has been changed on Chrome. I don't get it. You've spent 16, 17 years building an international brand and completely instant time. As soon as you glance at it, you know what you're looking at.
Right.
Which is so hard to build so that when you see something with a flash, you know what it is.
Yeah.
Like you see the Coca-Cola logo, you know exactly because they have spent gazillions of dollars for 100 years trying to build that logo. And to tear it down and just use an X that you cannot do anything with. And, oh, by the way, you know, he wants to build this platform as to be the super platform.
Which, let's pivot into that because it's that, to me, is equally bad.
Little known fact. Microsoft owns the trademark on using X as a social media platform.
Really?
Yes.
Interesting.
I looked it up on the. You can go to the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office and search for it, and it's there. And so he's got to, if he's going to try and do a super platform, he's going to have to license that from Microsoft.
So transitioning to an everything app. Which one last sentence on the rebranding?
Yes,
is Twitter is a part of, let's call it like the big four. Okay, in sports you've got MLB, NBA, NFL, NHL.
Right.
Why would you want to take one of those and make it something that nobody's ever heard of? So
right. Yeah, I agree.
It's a rhetorical question. Meanwhile, Musk wants an everything app. He wants a moneyless marketplace, a public square, a video content factory. His everything vision for an everything app. No. I get it. If you want to take over the world, that's the way to do it. If you want to run the world, that's how you do it. But this is something that Mark Zuckerberg is guilty of on a daily basis, is wanting to be things that he's not. Facebook was great when Facebook was Facebook. Facebook trying to be Threads, or Meta trying to reinvent Twitter as Threads, is dumb. Elon Musk trying to be Amazon, YouTube, and Twitter all at once, equally dumb.
I would love for Todd Graves to go sit down with Elon Musk and explain to him, just do one thing and do it better than anybody else.
Well, you've been listening to the show this week?
Yes.
Yeah.
You said that yesterday.
Yeah.
And you were right.
Yeah.
I mean, it was absolutely right. And I mean, just do what you do. Stay in your lane.
Yes.
You're not going to be able to build this super platform because Amazon's already there.
Right.
And the only thing Amazon hasn't done is created the social media platform where you can post things, because they've got everything else that he's talking about doing.
Mm-hmm.
And if he's planting that seed, Jeff Bezos may just pull the trigger and he could create exactly what Musk is doing. And he already has the gazillion people on the platform.
So think about it. Who would be easier to pivot to an everything app? It would be easier for Amazon and Amazon Prime, and I watch Amazon Prime.
Sure.
It would be easier for Amazon to add a chat than it would for Elon to add a marketplace and a video hub, unless he's going to go out and buy Hulu.
So at its peak, Twitter only had 350 million users.
Mm-hmm.
They're down to 220 million users now. Elon and about a third, maybe only 20% were bots. And so Elon Musk has eliminated a whole lot of the bots.
Which is a good thing.
Right. But he has not been able to eliminate all of them.
Mm.
So now his user base is down to 220 million.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not many people. When you consider what Facebook or what Amazon or any, you know, even TikTok, Those platforms have billions of people.
Yeah. I get that. But at the same time, though, and so I'm going to contradict myself here. We only got a minute left. I'm going to contradict myself and say this, though. Amazon needs competition. Walmart needs a Target. Kmart needed a Walmart. I mean, we see how that played out.
And, you know, Alibaba is in the same space.
Yeah, I know, but not here.
It's on the other side of the Pacific.
So, anyway. We got to get out of here. What else is on the show this week?
Mostly, it's going to be just kind of
Elon-a-thon!
We're going to talk about Voldemort in the way that, you know, we have to do the deep dive and go through all of the different things that, that he's been trying to do, and including him talking about him. He took the guys at X, the Twitter handle at X. This guy's had it for 16 years. Elon just said, nope, it's mine now. Took it from him. Didn't even pay the guy for it.
His house, his rules, right? Full serving Tech Gumbo, Saturday and Sunday at 4. And wherever you get your podcast, he's Haggai Davis. Thank you much.
You bet.